WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies, filling in for Terry Gross. Jazz alto saxophonist Jackie McLean passed away in March. McLean was a disciple of Charlie Parker and a leading hard bop saxophonist in the 50s. In the 60s, he was a mainstay of the Blue Note label, where he liberalized his concept, even recording with Ornette Coleman. In later years, his bands often included his former students at the University of Hartford, where he'd taught for decades. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews a reissue of one of McLean's 60s classics.
Alto saxophonist Jackie McLean recorded dozens of sessions for Blue Note between 1959 and 68. So many, some didn't find their way onto record for decades. Good ones are still trickling out on CD, and as time passes, he stands out more and more from the pack of post-Charlie Parker alto players. Jackie McLean was notorious for playing out of tune, but he always understood how wayward pitch can give force to a statement that playing in tune, quote-unquote, can't. That tension between African-American melody and European intonation is central to the blues. Jackie McLean from the newly reissued It's Time, recorded in August 1964. That was an exciting time for the jazz mainstream, responding to and feeding off the free jazz avant-garde. Andrew Hill was recording his Blue Note records that played games with time and texture. Miles Davis was about to hire Wayne Shorter, kicking his quintet into conceptual overdrive. The avant-garde's push for more flexible forms left its mark even on musicians who'd badmouth the movement, Miles being a classic example. But Jackie McLean was always open to new ideas to feed his bop-based concept. He kept pace with modal jazz and newly liberated rhythm sections, and he had a great ear for fresh talent. Miles had already stolen his young drum sensation, Tony Williams. Even the great Roy Haynes drumming here sounds like he'd been listening to him. Jackie's new discovery, who wrote half the tunes and makes his debut on It's Time, is trumpeter Charles Tolliver. Cecil McBee on bass and Herbie Hancock on piano. Back in 1964, rhythm sections like this one, or Andrew Hill's, or Miles Davis's, also with Hancock, cultivated a flexible way of playing time that was much imitated by the young lions of the 1980s. Any good rhythm section can make the music surge ahead, but these trios also made time and the form seem to stand still. They'd restrain momentum like it was some big, eager dog before letting it loose again. course, it helps if your saxophone player phrases like a drummer in the first place. Jackie McLean was 74 when he died this spring, far outliving many contemporaries who were also plagued with drug problems in their youth. Given the high attrition rate among jazz musicians, it's good to note all of his colleagues are still active as of 2006. In fact, trumpeter Charles Tolliver is in a late-career resurgence, touring with Andrew Hill and with his own new big band record on the way. What goes around keeps coming around, which in jazz is not always a bad thing.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed the reissue of Jackie McLean's classic album, It's Time, on the Blue Note label.